Last fall, Jason LaForest became the executive director of Hoosic River Revival, a nonprofit advocating for the transformation of the waterway in North Adams, Massachusetts. LaForest, who was also a nurse and a city councilor, sat down with WAMC to explain the work HRR has done for the last 11 years and what its vision would mean for Northern Berkshire County.
So I think as North Adams continues to re-identify itself as a center for contemporary fine and performing arts, for higher education, for small creative businesses, there is a desire to also capitalize on the fantastic natural resources in the area. And the Hoosic River Revival plays a key role in that. We are, the river is one of the only confirmed breeding populations of native brook trout in Massachusetts, so it's a great resource for sportsmen and women who enjoy fishing. There is an opportunity for kayaking and canoeing in the West End, heading into New York State as the river dumps into the Hudson River. And then downtown, there's an opportunity for plenty of green space along the river and just being able to enjoy the rustic, tranquil sounds of a natural river flowing by.
For folks who don't know North Adams, can you describe the current state of the Hoosic River as it flows through the city?
So following some catastrophic flooding in the late 1920s, the 30s, early 40s, I think there was another big flood in the 50s, just as they were constructing the current flood control system, the Army Corps of Engineers came in and basically through brute force engineering laid down 2.5 miles of concrete channels to control the river and speed any floodwaters out of the city as quickly as possible. Unfortunately, that's left us with a river that is inaccessible, it's unattractive, and now 70 years on, there's actually a considerable safety issue because the flood control chute has begun and is continuing to deteriorate.
So when you talk about re-envisioning that waterway through North Adams, what would that look like?
Well, we would have to maintain the current level of flood control protection. We are actually looking at increasing that. But in doing that, there are contemporary means to control floodwaters that offer natural river bottoms. So for example, for 2.5 miles, the trout that I referenced can't live and breed in the flood control system. So one possibility is to cut a subchannel in the midst of, in the floor of the current concrete flood chutes that would allow for, rocks and grasses and pools of water where trout could live successfully. And, there are areas where parks could actually be tapered down to the river so that folks could just sit along the river and enjoy the natural beauty of the river. Now, that being said, there are areas of the city where we would not be able to remove the flood control chutes due to space restrictions, primarily through the Mass MoCA complex. But we would look at, ways just to beautify that and repair what's already in place.
So how long has this effort been underway to take out this re-envisioning process? And what efforts are you making to actually, raise funds for it and design? And walk me through that.
Sure. So Hoosic River Revival is about 10 years old. The organization was founded by Judy Grinnell and a dedicated group of volunteer board members and fellow activists. Recently, I've been hard at work with our congressional delegation, Senator Markey, Senator Warren, and Congressman Neal's offices to appeal to the federal government to adopt what needs to be repaired and replaced in terms of our flood control protection in North Adams, as a federal project, which it was originally. We also continue to work with the Massachusetts Division of Ecological Restoration. That's a division of Fish and Game. And, we would continue to need the state and federal government to partner with us as we look for public and private grant funding to do studies and advance the designs that we currently have.
So how much do you think it would cost to fully see this project come to fruition?
Currently, to address the safety issues where flood control chute panels have fallen and other construction-related deficiencies, we're probably looking at $30 million in terms of immediate repairs. We're also continuing work on our Phase 1 project through the Knoll Field area. That has a price tag of around $40 million. If we had no flood control system in place right now and the Army Corps had to come in and put in a brand new system, we probably would be looking at in excess of $400 million for a brand new system.
So a decade into the nonprofit's efforts, how far along are you?
We have worked on multiple facets of opportunities for investment along the river. So depending on which section you're looking at, we're at a different level of design phase. So we're probably at about 20% design phase along the Knoll Field area. What we do need to see is a significant investment, primarily from the state, in terms of getting that design to 100%, well, actually to 60%, and then we would resubmit it to the Army Corps of Engineers for their approval before moving on to a full completion of that design.
So as far as fundraising for this, I know you just talked about, you know, bringing in more state and federal funding. Are there private donors showing up to see this effort through?
We do have some significant private donors, most of whom actually request to remain anonymous, which is great for them. It certainly respects their privacy, but it would be great to, you know, to be able to show the community, the individuals who are donating at larger amounts, just to give additional credibility to the process.
As far as your interactions with North Adams itself, you know, on a city level, on a business level, on a community level, what's reaction been like to this project?
Well, there certainly continues to be a mixed reaction. You know, certainly the mayoral administrations and the, you know, the city councils over the years have been supportive because there is a growing realization of the safety concerns as it relates to the river, you know, with climate change and the continued, you know, deterioration of the system, as I had indicated. I think in the general population, there is still a strong fear of flooding. Many of us grew up listening to stories from our parents and grandparents. My grandmother, in fact, was born in one of the houses that remains on the side of the Willow Dell that was not destroyed by flooding, but she certainly remembered the catastrophic floods of 1938 in particular. And so there is, I think, a consensus that folks would want to be able to access the river, but primarily would want to be reassured that they would be protected from, you know, any further flooding.
So beyond the practicality of the safety measures and the aesthetic value of simply not having these large concrete channels through the city, what's like the dream best of all possible circumstances for the revival? What's the vision that this has?
Well, I think the vision is to return the Hoosick River to the heart of North Adams' economy, to the heart of the community, to be sure that in all places possible, folks could fish, folks could sit on the edge of the river, but that primarily we would have an ecologically friendly restoration so that flood protection would be maintained and we could just access our beautiful river.
So looking to 2020, I know you talked about working with the state and federal delegations on this issue. What's high on the docket for the revival going into the new year?
Going into the new year, I think our primary focus is going to be continuing our partnership with the Division of Ecological Restoration as we work with our federal delegation. Senator Markey and Congressman Neal's offices in particular have been great champions of what we're looking to accomplish. The congressional delegation sent out two letters in November, one from the Senate side, to encourage Congress to fund projects like Hoosick River Revival across the United States. And then a little later in November, all three of our congressional delegations, Senator Markey, Senator Warren, and Congressman Neal, wrote a letter to the Assistant Secretary of the Army and the Colonel who commands the New York District of the Army Corps of Engineers, asking them to refocus their concerns on the Hoosick River in North Adams.
Are there other parallel projects from either around the state or country that you've turned to as like an example to base some of your efforts off of?
There are some fantastic examples of river restoration that have been very successful and have benefited the local economies. We look at Confluence Park in Denver, also the great riverfront restoration in San Antonio. Closer to home, you know, Providence has really done an amazing job reinventing their waterfront. So there are, you know, there is a proven track record that river restoration benefits local economies and improves the quality of life for communities across the country.
So Northampton is a small city that, you know, often struggles with budgeting and faces a lot of real challenges. Is that a hard thing to overcome when trying to make the case for this? When you talk about numbers like, you know, tens of millions of dollars being invested in the city, do you really feel like this is something that's going to, you know, catch on among the populace who maybe see other problems as larger?
As climate control continues to be problematic, I think the local community will embrace the need for repairing and upgrading the current flood control system. Again, I know that that psychological barrier in terms of moving forward or envisioning another option for flood control is difficult. I certainly share that as a resident of the city. And in fact, you know, where I live in the west end of town, we rely on the earthen berms there to protect us from flooding. So I can certainly appreciate that. But with the growing awareness that the current flood control system is going to fail us at some point in the future, I think the community will wholly embrace a new plan for flood protection in North Adams. And, you know, as far as budgeting, that is a critical concern, of course. You know, we do have limited budget options in the city, and that's why it's important for the state and federal government to step up and support our efforts, because relying on FEMA to come in and rebuild what might be destroyed in a catastrophic flood in North Adams just is not a viable option. We do need to plan ahead and make sure that we are safe from flooding. But while doing that, that we can also enjoy the river.